Genesis. Is it important to Christian doctrine?
Answers with Ken Ham, director of the Bible Defending Ministry of Answers in Genesis. Well, Ken, why do we need to bother about Genesis now that we have the New Testament?
I met a pastor once who very proudly told me that his was a New Testament church. He declared he didn't have to worry about the Old Testament because they were so progressive now. So I said to him, "Pastor, do you believe in marriage?" "Why, yes," he replied. I said, "Well, why do you believe in marriage?" He said, "Because in the New Testament, Paul talks about marriage." I said, "Well, that's interesting, because when Paul discusses marriage in Ephesians, he goes back to Genesis to justify the foundation for marriage. Jesus Christ himself also did this in Matthew 19. "Do you believe in original sin?" I asked him. "Why, yes," he replied. I then said, "Well, that's interesting. Look at 1 Corinthians 15, where Paul is talking about the message of Jesus on the cross and his death and resurrection. Notice he uses Genesis to justify why Jesus died on the cross." I continued, "You know, it's all very well to be a New Testament church, but you must realize that all of the New Testament is based in the Old Testament, most of it actually in Genesis chapters 1 to 11.
Does the foundational book of Genesis have anything to say about the origin of the races? Well, Ken Ham has written a fascinating booklet that answers that intriguing question. For your free copy, log on to our attractive website, answersradio.com. You'll be built up in your faith when you log on to answersradio.com.